this is, what's October the 13th, I think, 1980. Could you state your name, please?
Isabel Wallace.
And what year were you born, please?
1912.
Okay. What nationality were your parents?
Oh, my mother's people came from Scotland. My father was German, Pennsylvania Dutch, and a little bit of Irish.
Mm-hmm. How many generations had your mother's family been in America?
Well, my mother's was one of the first ones of the family came over from Scotland.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she was born in this country, but she had some brothers and one sister. I think she had three brothers and one sister that was born in Scotland.
How about your father's side? How many generations had they been here?
Well, we don't know too much about my father. He had no too many relatives, and his mother died when he was born, so...
He didn't know much about
no,
him back
No,
no.
Some relatives, out relatives of his, raised him.
Where were your parents born? Your mother was born in the States. Whereabouts?
Oh, I don't know.
Around in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yes, in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. How about your dad?
Well, he was born down around Harmony's Junction, down around Butler County, down in there somewhere.
Uh-huh. Where were you born?
Oh, Grove City, out of Pinchalong.
Oh, you?
Out beyond the Odd Falls home.
Beyond the Odd Falls?
Yes, on the old dirt road. It's top now.
Uh-huh. Well, I suppose you've seen some changes in Grove City.
I have seen a number of changes in Grove City.
What's the biggest change? If you were writing a history of Grove City, what would you say is the biggest change that ever happened here? Biggest events that ever occurred here?
Oh, my. I think when they got a few of the dirt roads paved.
When was that about?
Roughly? Well...
In the Depression period, 30s?
20s? The old Pinch Road, where I was born and raised, wasn't paved till... Oh, in the early 30s, because I was married in 29, and it was still mud. And when I came to high school, walked, oh.
Oh, you walked to high school?
Oh, yes, walked to high school.
And you had mud up to your, the middle of your...
I sure did, And there was a gentleman down on, I came through the Odd Fellows Woods. It was woods then.
Uh-huh.
It's all built up now in college, built up with the water pipes, you know.
Yeah.
Where the water tanks are?
Yeah.
Well, down through a woods it was there. And there was a man down on Main Street by the name of Barger, I believe his name was. And I used to wear my boots down and put them in a plastic bag and put them under a little bush down by the street so I wouldn't be...
Out of the mud, is that it?
So I wouldn't... Yes, that's right. And one evening I was walking home from school and Mr. Barger said to me, "Honey," he said, "I fixed you something today." And he had built a little box and put a little padlock on it.
Is that right?
He said, "Now you can put your boots in there and they won't get wet."
Oh. You didn't want to wear your boots into town?
Oh, no. My goodness.
Was it embarrassing to have mud on you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that much mud anyway.
What, did the city kids look down on those who lived
No. Oh, gracious sakes, no.
Didn't want mud, huh?
I just didn't want it.
Yeah.
And Mr. Carfus that has the newsstand down on the other side of the railroad tracks now, Carfus's newsstand.
Yeah.
All right, he used to have a little shoe shining parlor and a newsstand. Oh, what's long there now? Well, it's in along the block, I believe, where Riverside goes now, in along there somewhere,
uh-huh.
Down in that block.
Yeah.
And all my shoes, I always had to have them cleaned, you know.
Uh-huh.
If I'd happen to walk down by there, Mr. Carfus would say, "You come on in, you need a shoe shine."
Is that right?
Oh, yes. He's been a very good friend all these many years.
Yeah, the people in this town are pretty close, aren't they?
Yes, they
are. Know, I have yet to hear a bad word said about Grove City. Do you feel that way?
Well, I think that's a little bit of exaggeration. I think Grove City is like any other town. We have our problems.
Yeah. I noticed that they put a padlock on that box. Was Was there some fear that they'd be stolen? Were your boots ever stolen?
No, that I don't know why Mr. Barger put it on, but he did.
Oh, there was no real
he was an old, he was an older gentleman then. No, I don't know if there was any reason why he did, other than maybe thinking that that box would be no, more noticeable than a little paper bag or a plastic bag under there with boots, and why, I don't know, but he did. And I never forgot. I thought that was...
Where was the high school then?
Down where the junior high is now.
It was the junior high. Was it that building?
Yes.
When was that building put up?
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know.
How many kids were in the high school in those days?
I don't remember how many kids. You're asking me something that happened 52 years ago. I don't know. 52, 53.
Were there any big fires in town that you remember? Was there a danger of fire in those days?
No.
No, it wasn't many fires.
We had a fire in our home one time. The chimney in the attic. The cement came out, and we had a small fire. It didn't amount to anything. We had a pump in the house and a spring that supplied about 8 or 9 families in pinch.
Is that what they called it, pinch?
Pinch along. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And the reason it was called that, there used to be a man that lived up on the hill, old Jimmy Spears. And I guess he had a little coal mine there. And if the men would say they needed anything, you know, in there, he'd say, well, we'll just pinch along, you know. And they said that's how Pinch Along got its name. Right or wrong, I don't know, but that's what they always told me.
Were there a lot of little coal mines around Grove City?
Oh, yes. Oh, we had a coal mine no further from here to Center Street from my home.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. They were little, small, one-man mines, more or less, or what? Or were they?
Little independent-owned, yeah.
How did your father get coal? Someone told me that you could actually go and mine your own for a little, make it a little cheaper.
Well, I don't know if my father ever mined his own or not. I don't know that. He worked in a coal mine all his life.
He did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How did he get his coal? Did he just bring it home from the mine?
No, they used to bring it with a team of horses and a...
Did he get a special price on his? Or
that, what? I don't know that either.
Did he ever talk about life in the mines?
Yes. Well, that's all he ever knew. He worked in a coal mine all of his life. My husband worked in a coal mine. My father-in-law worked in a coal mine.
Oh, what coal mine?
Down at number 5 and number 2.
That's over near Leesburg.
Down by Leesburg. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did your husband like it?
At the time he worked in a coal mine, he knew nothing else. And then he left the coal mine and came over to the Cooper and worked there for a number of years. Then we moved to Sharon for a while, and he worked at Sharon Steel. And when he retired, he always said he's coming back to Grove City, back home. So we did.
Really?
But he only lived not quite a year, all but 1 month, 11 months after we came back, and he passed away.
How'd you like Sharon?
I liked Sharon. We lived in Hickory.
Oh, that's out east of town?
That's just on going into Sharon.
Yeah, where the mall is now?
Yes. Uh-huh. We lived on the Clarksville Road.
What year was that about?
That would be in, let's see, what year did we move over there?
Roughly. 30s?
Oh, no, we moved over there. Let's see, my youngest boy's 32, and he was going into junior high school in September, and we moved in August.
Oh, in about the 60s, huh? The early 60s.
Yeah. The oldest boy was a junior in high school, and the youngest boy was going into junior high.
What's the biggest difference between living in Sharon and living in Grove City?
Well, for me, I can only speak for myself.
Uh-huh.
I had known everyone in Grove City. And, of course, when I moved over there, I knew no one.
Uh-huh.
Had a few cousins, but didn't get to see them too often.
Yeah.
But we only lived there a very short time when And I worked at Nugent's convalescent home for about 8 years, and then I decided to go on my own, so I took care of a lady down on Stanboy Avenue for 5 years.
Oh, in Sharon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you worked at a nursing home in the early 60s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was it like? Are they different today than then?
Well, naturally, it's like everything else. In that many years, things have changed. But
is the care better now or worse, would you say, since 1960?
I think it just all depends on the person who's doing the caring for you.
I see.
We have some today that are there for their paycheck,
yeah,
like it used to be, and we have some that are dedicated doctors and nurses. And it's always been that way, as far as I know.
Right. But how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two half-brothers and a half-sister and one full brother. My mother was married twice. Her husband, her first husband, died when she was about 2-3 months pregnant with her youngest son and my youngest half-brother.
Well, that must have been tough on her, huh?
Yes, it was.
Did you ever talk about it?
Oh, yes. Sure.
She was a widow then with a young baby.
And an older son and an older daughter.
What did she do? Who did she depend on?
Well, her father was still living at that time. Uh-huh. And she...
Did she move in back home?
Yeah, yeah. She,
and welcomed, of course, I
yes,
suppose.
Yes, yes.
What year was that about?
Oh, golly, I couldn't tell you that. My mother and father, well, let's see, they would be married 70 years. And I don't think she was a widow too many years.
About 1915, something like that, would you say? About
no, that? My mother and father was married in 1910, because I was born in 1912.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Or am I going the wrong way?
So she just moved back with her father?
She moved back with her father, and...
Was it hard for a widow with children to get married again? Today it would be, wouldn't it? If you had a couple of children, that's what I've read anyway, that it's harder to get married. Was that true back then?
Well, I don't know. My mother never said they never said anything about it. She married my father.
How'd she meet your father?
All that I don't know. But I know he helped her to raise the other children.
Was there any difficulty in having half-sisters and half-brothers?
No, no. I never thought of my two half-brothers and my half-sister being any different than my full brother, other than people would say, well, how come their name was Penman and yours was Moore?
Uh-huh.
And that was the only thing as far as feeling any different towards them, no. We never did. Never made any difference, and then I married in 1929.
How'd you meet your husband?
Oh, now let me see. The National Guards were going to camp, and the train that took them went down just below our place.
Oh, up that
out
way.
Of Pinchelong,
uh-huh,
at the crossing.
Uh-huh.
And a girlfriend and I were sitting on the embankment watching the train, and I knew one of the fellows from going to the movie.
Uh-huh.
And my husband said to him, who's that one with the long curls? And Ward told him, he said, I want to meet her when we come back. And Ward brought him out, and we went together a number of years, and we broke up, and we went back. We got married, and we'd been married 52 years if he'd been living there.
Is that right? Golden wedding, huh?
Well, we didn't quite make it. He died just before.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Now, you say you'd met this guy at the theater. Is that right?
Not my husband, the other young
fellow.
Yeah.
How did boys meet girls in those days?
Well, my mother used to give us a dime to go to the movie, and we went to the movie while she did her shopping, and this kid took tickets, and that was the story.
Was that pretty regular, the kids, teenage kids, got a dime to go to the movies?
Oh, yes. We went every Saturday night while my mother was doing her shopping, and then we met on the corner of Pine and Broad Street. Then, the stores weren't up then. There was a Marguglio's. There was a big brick house that sit up on the embankment right at Pine and Broad.
Which is Pine Street? What's there now?
Up by the Pen Grove Hotel.
Oh, that's Pine Street.
That's Pine Street, is out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was there then?
A big brick house, Margoglio's.
At the corner of Pine and Broad.
Uh-huh, Margoglio's lived there.
Uh-huh. Which corner, where the Penny Store is now?
Yes, up
in there. What other buildings do you remember that are gone now on Broad Street and Pine?
Oh, gracious. Mr. Bobbitt had a little grocery store up pretty well to the corner, and then he moved on down a little ways, and I worked for Mr. Bobbitt in that grocery store for several years.
Oh, yeah.
Then his daughter opened one on the corner of Lincoln Avenue and Broad Street, and I worked up there for a while. Then the Bashline Hospital was up on Pine Street.
You just tore it down?
Yes. Uh-huh. And
what was the most popular grocery store in town? You know pretty much about the stores. What I'm trying to say is, what were the really popular stores? What were the best-known stores?
Well, at that time, I think Bobbitt's Grocery Store was the most popular way back then.
What theater?
And there was a little grocery store, Dugan, but he had another name. Was it Blair? No, there was Blair and Holstein's. And Mr. Dugan had a little grocery store. Oh, and then there was a clothing store that was, I've forgotten the names of them now.
Could you tell me about working at the grocery store? What hours did you work? What year were you hired about?
In about, when did, Social Security come in,
35, 36.
All right, I started there about 34 because I'd worked there for a while on Social Security. And you weighed everything. You cut the cheese as people wanted it, and cheese was one of the hardest things in the world to cut to the amount you want.
Oh, is that right?
It comes in the big round, you know.
Yeah.
And they clean all that
the fuzz off it?
Yeah, down in the basement, that was cleaned off and brought up. Uh-huh. And if someone wanted a pound of cheese, you took a guess at it because all cheese don't weigh the same.
Oh.
There's a difference in the consistency of cheese, and that makes it weigh different.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget the first piece of cheese I went to cut, and I cut it away heavy, and I wanted to start to cry because this woman wasn't very happy about it. Mr. Baba came over and he said, "Now listen, don't cry." He said, "I'll cut you a piece." He said, "I'll try to cut it to what she wants." And he said, "If it isn't that, then," he said, "she'll have to go someplace else and buy her cheese."
Uh-huh.
And everything was weighed. Nothing was done up in packages.
Uh-huh. You had to cut it all there.
Oh, yeah. She cut that and you weighed.
How much was
sugar
it,
and everything.
How much off were you on that first piece? How much did it weigh?
Considerable.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't anyways near what she wanted.
Uh-huh.
Not anyways near.
Did you grind coffee there in the store, too?
Oh, yes, we ground coffee.
Well, that must have smelled good in the
it
store.
It did. It did.
All those good smells?
Yeah.
I can still remember when
and they had penny candy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Did the kids come in a lot for penny candy?
Oh, yes. And my mother dealt with Tom Allen Grocery for years. And
you mean she didn't go to your grocery?
Well, this was before I ahead of me, when I was still at home, just a kid. And she dealt with Tom Allen, and they delivered on Fridays. Then on Saturday evening, my mother went in and paid for her groceries. And they always gave a little bag of candy. There was a few of those, just cheap penny candies,
yeah.
You know. But, oh, we thought that was great. Oh, dear.
That was heaven.
Yeah, that was appreciated more than a pound of candy from Costello's now.
Uh-huh. Did all grocery stores deliver?
No,
is
I don't
that
think
right?
so.
Oh.
I don't believe so.
It was just a special service.
Yeah.
Did it cost more to go to a store that delivered?
No.
Just
no,
a
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember during World War I. Now, I can just remember this. But every so often, you would be allowed, maybe 2 pounds of sugar and maybe a bar of soap or one thing and another, you know, whatever. And I remember my kid brother and I taking his little wagon down, and we brought my mother's, and then there was a people by the name of Moore, Tom Nella Moore, on up the road from us, and we would get her things, and my father and mother had rhubarb, oh, that real red rhubarb, not this green stuff you buy today. And Tom Allen would call, and they asked Mom if they had any rhubarb there. Mom would say, well, she didn't know, and she'd ask Dad, and he'd say, yes, I think there's some out there. And they'd go and pick it, and we'd have to take that into the store for them.
Oh, you sold it through the store?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that how, did the groceries do that sometimes?
Oh, yes, they used
got local products, huh?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How much was brought in? What, canned goods, I suppose?
Well,
cheese.
People didn't live out of the store then like they do now. People can more.
I see.
You can't raise your garden, raise your own things.
Yeah. When did the first chain store come into Grove City?
I don't know what year that was either.
Was it in the 30s or 20s, do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be in the 30s.
Was it A&P?
Well, no, it wasn't in the 20s. Yeah.
A&P. Where was A&P located?
It was
not far from Bashline.
On the well, I was gonna say almost across the street, between Center Street and Pine Street on the right-hand side.
Didn't it burn down?
Yes, it did.
Someone told me about that.
Yes, it did.
It was a big fire. What year did it burn down?
I don't know that either.
It was a big fire?
Yeah. Why, sure. The whole store went.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember one time the Bashline Hospital got on fire.
Oh.
And my brother was a policeman here in town. And my oldest boy was just a baby. This was during World War II, and my husband was overseas. And my brother said, give the baby to someone and come on over and help me. So a couple of the men from the A&P came out, and they said they'd watch the baby, and I went over with my brother, and we just pushed the beds out, you know, into the hall and started
to help get them.
But it didn't amount to much.
Everybody pitched in.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Your brother was a policeman here in town.
Oh, yes, he was a policeman.
What stories did he tell about it? Was it a tough job? Was there much crime? What's the biggest problem?
No, there wasn't much crime in Grove City then. I can remember when Grove City only had one policeman, and his name was Charlie Ray, and he was crippled of one hand, one arm.
He was crippled?
Oh, yes. So he carried the one hand and arm this way all the time. We only had one policeman here for years.
I don't suppose he could have resisted a troublemaker, then.
Well, we were good kids. There was no trouble. No, really, there wasn't. Well, Grove City, I don't think, has too much trouble now.
No, that's true. Why would they hire a man who was crippled to be the policeman?
Well, that was a good many years ago. That was,
I have
you know, 60 years, 65, 70 years ago, they weren't as choosy as they are now. And he walked. He did not have an automobile.
Oh, is that right?
And when my kid brother got old enough to go to ball games and things, Mr. Ray would call and tell Mama, ask Mama if he could come in. And they would bring my kid brother down the railroad track a short ways. And Mr. Ray would go out there and meet him, take him to the ball games and things, take him back there, and my mother and dad would go and meet him again.
Oh.
We walked the railroad tracks most of the time.
Is that right? Not so muddy, huh?
That's right. That's right. You didn't quite as much mud on you. But, oh, there's been a big change in Grove City that I can remember. One time when my sister got married, there was a little ice cream wagon used to come out through town, through Pinch.
Good humor? Was it good humor?
Oh, no. I don't know. Just a little ice cream cart of some kind. I don't know.
Well, when was that about?
Well, that would be... Oh, that would be 50...
In the 50s, huh?
8, 59 years ago, yeah.
Oh, I see, about 1920, thereabouts.
I wasn't very old, but my brother-in-law, my new brother-in-law, gave me 50 cents to go down and get ice cream cones. Well, I was so dumb, so young, didn't know that there was anything else. He just told me to go down and get some ice cream cones, and I got 50 cents worth. They were a nickel each. And I had all these ice cream cones, and I can remember him laughing, coming down to help carry those ice cream cones up the lane.
Oh.
Oh, got 50 cents worth of them.
10 of them, huh? Was that a big event when the ice cream...
Oh, yeah, sure, that was a big thing. Now, you don't remember when there was little ice cream wagons went along for 5 cents a cone.
Well, I only at ball games, things like that.
And then they used to have, every 4th of July, there was a big doings down at the college campus.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go down in the morning and stay all day.
Oh, is that, what would they do?
Oh, there was, they had all kind of entertainment, speeches, and the Highland used to, the Scottish dancers used to dance, and oh, everything. And I can also remember, just faintly remember, a short distance from my home, there was some steps come from the railroad track up over the embankment.
Yeah.
And then there was a path along the fence that went up into the Oddfellows Woods. Mm-hmm. And they used to have picnics up there. The first picnic was on Decoration Day. My mother used to always bake a chocolate cake and put little red cinnamon candies on it. And we went to the woods and had our picnic. It was 4 or 5 of us kids lived out of a pension. That was a big deal. Big day. But I can remember all these people coming on this train. I think they called that train the... Now, it was either the Black Widow or the Merry Widow. I don't know which, but it was one of the two.
Where would the people come from? Grove City?
Oh, they came up from Pittsburgh and all over. Oh,
oh
no,
yeah.
No.
It was
they...
a big picnic.
Oh, my, it sure was. Uh-huh. And my father dug graves for the Oddfellows home. My mother and father's property joined the Oddfellows on two sides. And my father dug graves for the Oddfellows, oh, for years, for $15 for opening and closing a grave. And it would be so cold, and I can remember of my kid brother and my mother and I taking hot coffee up to my dad, and she'd take a dry pair of gloves, you know, for him to put on.
Uh-huh.
And the ground would be so frozen you couldn't hardly.
Miserable.
Yeah. Now, when my husband died, it cost $200 to have the grave opened.
Yeah, yeah.
And I and my father got $15.
How long would it take him to dig it? Whole day?
Oh... Yes, he was all day, sometimes a couple of days.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what was he? What did he do for a living? Worked in a coal mine?
Worked in a coal mine.
Well, when did he dig those graves?
Oh, well, whenever anyone died, he went after he came home from work at night.
After he came
just,
home from work,
yeah.
For extra money. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I see.
But...
Well, what was it like working in the store after you got used to it? Does anything stand out in your mind? The people came in? Did you get to know them? Or?
Oh, at one time I think I knew everyone in Grove City.
Is that right?
I believe I knew practically everyone in Grove City at one time.
I like that.
But all these big college buildings weren't here, you know.
Oh, they weren't? Huh?
Oh, my goodness sakes, no. I can remember when... where the church is right off of here.
Broad Street, that,
yeah.
Where
the church is now?
Tower,
all right.
Tower, yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. At one time, I took music lessons, and there was two buildings along there.
Yeah.
Musical building and another. And I took music lessons in one of them. Then over here, this same building was here. Then the girls' dormitory down there. That was about it.
The campus was down here in town then.
Oh, yes, they didn't have no big campus up there. There was nothing up there but woods.
I see.
Nothing up there but woods.
Oh, it was really in town then, directly in town. We're almost on Broad Street and Main Street there.
Yeah, it was all right there. I can remember, well, I'm pretty sure of this, when there was no buildings on the other side of the bridge.
Oh, that's the later
where the football camp. Players and things went in, they had their building done, but it was torn down just this past summer, I believe.
Yeah. They've really expanded a lot, haven't they?
That's right. But I can remember when that was just about the extent of it.
Did you ever work anywhere besides the, you worked in a nursing home and you worked in the grocery
store? Oh, yeah,
store.
I worked in DeFrancis drugstore.
Was that much different from working in a grocery store?
Well, it was different, but
better or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't say it was any better. No worse.
That drugstore's been here a long time then, huh?
I enjoy people.
Oh.
Yeah, it was DeFrance's. I can remember Mr. DeFrance owned it, and then Mr. Reeves. I worked for Mr. Reeves.
How many hours a day did you work?
8.
8 hours.
But when I worked in the grocery store, $10 a week.
Is that right?
At least, that was 5 days a week you worked. Uh-huh. I usually had, well, they closed on Wednesdays at noon. But many a time I can remember working, maybe until 10 o'clock at night if they were real busy. You didn't get paid for that. You got $10 a week and that was it.
Period, huh?
Yeah. But you didn't know what money was those days, so. It wasn't such a big deal. As long as you had enough to eat and clothing. Of course, I did all my own sewing and everything, so I was a lot better off than a lot of people.
Yeah.
My mother always sewed.
I guess you didn't have as much to do in the evenings anyway, huh? When did you get a radio? When was your first radio?
Oh, we didn't have radio till about 54, 55 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then they were home built.
Oh, was that
my
right?
Brother-in-law made the first radio I ever saw. And we had a little earphone. Yes, the preachers walked out to pinch along, and I remember one time my mother was baking a cake when Reverend Nay came in. And Mama said, well, took him into the dining room. She said, now you kids behave, my kid brother and I. But anyway, we got the spoons and we got into a little spat while my mother, she just excused herself, came out and gave us both one and was on a chair. And the teachers walked from Grove City out to pinch the school teachers. There was no...
But there was no school... was there a school out there?
Oh, yes. It was a pinch-along school.
Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
Oh, yes. All 8 grades.
And
mm-hmm.
You say that the teachers had to stay overnight sometimes?
Oh, yes. Snow would get so deep, and many a night the teachers stayed at my home. Many a night.
Oh, well, wasn't that a kind of an imposition? Didn't you feel today it would be very...
No. We were... My mother, nothing was ever an imposition. Then when I got older and started having friends, my mother would bake a cake on Saturday for Sunday, you know. Uh-huh. We'd have company, and my older brother and I, and we'd eat up her cake. I can't remember my mother ever saying, you shouldn't have done that. And I never remember my mother saying, Isabel, you do this. You do that. She'd say, now the kitchen has to be cleaned, the baking has to be done, the living room has to be cleaned, the porches have to be scrubbed. Take your pick. She would do one while I did the other. But my mother never fussed about if she had another cake to bake or something. And it didn't matter how many. When I got into high school, I had friends out staying over weekends, you know.
Were kids more mature in those days, you think? Did they take orders better from their parents?
Well, when you say take orders, we didn't have as many things to go to as the children do today.
Yeah. Oh, there weren't the temptations.
No, the temptations weren't there. Nice. There was no automobiles.
Yeah.
When my boys got old enough to go places, they had an automobile and there was places to go. But as I say, when I was a kid, there was no place to go but the theater on Saturday night.
In some ways, doing the chores kept you busy.
That's right.
Being bored, huh?
Yeah. Well, we just go out and you go out and pick chestnuts. Those chestnut trees in the fall, you pick chestnuts. And where the kids today don't have those things.
Yeah.
I don't think the children today is so much different than they used to be. The only thing is, when our children and the other people, most of them, come along, there was more things for them to do.
Yeah.
There was more money for them to spend.
Yeah, that's true. Our kids have so much to do. They always want to go where there's somewhere to enjoy themselves.
Sure, and when my brother got into Boy Scouts, there was another boy across the railroad tracks from where we lived, and his people, well, we weren't rich either, but then we always had enough. But his people didn't. He was an awful nice kid. And my mother bought him his Boy Scout uniform and kept it clean for him, and he left it at my mother's house. And then he came over there and dressed to go to Scouts.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Pinchalong was a little town of itself, a village then.
A little coal mine. Yeah, a little coal mine place. Didn't you never hear of Pinchalong?
See, I'm from Slippery Rock.
Well, even from Slippery Rock, gracious sakes, it's just out there. I thought everyone knew where Pinchalong was.
Is that where a lot of coal miners lived, out there?
They did then. Well, they were all coal miners. There was no one but coal miners lived there back those days. Well, there was only about 14, 15 houses out there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was out in the sticks. Yeah. But the, I think the preachers visited the homes more then than they do now, really.
Uh-huh. Was it, they all feel that they don't have the time anymore.
That's right.
Were the
right.
congregation smaller then?
Well, yes, the congregations were smaller because our population is more now than it was then, too.
Yeah.
You know, when you take it into consideration back those days, the population then of Grove City and now is a big difference. So, I don't know whether it was, you know. But let's face it, the people those days worked harder than we do now. Now you have 8 hours, a job 8 hours, that's it. You don't do nothing else. Those days, my father walked from Pinchalong away out to Sandy Lake Road.
Is that right?
Yes, sir, and worked in the coal mine every day. And sometimes he'd get a ride back on the coal truck, the fellow that drove the coal truck. Yes.
People didn't use teams for that sort of thing.
Oh, no.
Did your father own a horse?
Yes.
You all had?
When we were just kids, he had a horse.
For the team, what did you
have? No, we didn't have a team.
I mean, did you have a family carriage or something?
Oh, yeah, a wagon. A buggy. Buggy, uh-huh. Not a wagon, a buggy.
He
used to have a cracky
to
wagon, too.
Yes,
he did.
What's a cracky wagon?
Well, that's a little wagon that you hook up in to go out and haul things in.
Oh, kind of like a pickup truck today.
Well, I guess.
Smaller than that?
Well, yeah.
How come he didn't drive the horse to work?
Well, when I can remember the most of it, we didn't have the horse then.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it would have been too hard to have the horse tethered.
Oh, yes, it would have been nowhere to... I don't know that part of it, but we didn't have a horse. We just had a horse, I can just remember, you know, when I was a kid we had it.
When did you get a car?
My people never had a car.
Is that right?
No, I never drove an automobile until I was married. We didn't even have a car. My one brother bought a Ford, but he left home then and went to New York State.
Oh, he did? And why did he move?
Well, he just, no particular reason, Kenneth just wanted to. He met a fella, and this fella had a sister, someone that lived up there, and he went with him, and he stayed up there ever since. In fact, I was up 2 weeks ago, over the weekend.
Did many of the young kids leave Grove City?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a... Well, and there's some of them like me that had left Grove City and back. Now, Mabel Bestwick lived in Sharon for years, but they're back. And, I know of several that I went to school with that
moved away.
Yeah, but they're moved back. This is home.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that does it.